Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The economy has been struggling to recover from the depths of the pandemic, but the stock markets have bounced back much higher. Both the Dow and the NASDAQ are up more than 200 points this morning. It is the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. And we spoke about that with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, I know you get this question all the time. Why is this happening?
Well, you know, they are not the same thing, the stock market and the economy. And think of it this way. The stock market looks forward. And so when you invest in a stock or a stock mutual fund, you are going into the future and saying, do I believe that these companies or this particular company, if it's one stock, will make money in the future? Now, obviously, if the economy is doing well, that often will augur good things for your companies being able to make money. Now, what the economy is doing is sort of different, because a lot of the data that comes out now is backward looking, or at least currently looking. And so when you look at the difference between the stock market reaching all-time highs again very quickly within 6 months of this pandemic, and the economy sort of mired in a place where we're maybe halfway back to where we were, that kind of explains that disconnect. I should add one other thing, and that is that as an investor, you often are deciding among lots of different asset classes. And one reason to choose stocks right now is that bonds are just not paying a lot. And I write in the article that basically if you're getting paid bupkis in your savings account or your checking account or your CD or a bond, you might say, look, there's no other alternative. I'm going to buy a stock.
You know, it's quite a dichotomy. Some people can look at their 401k and say, oh, look, I'm almost back to pre-pandemic levels. But the people who are really struggling, I mean, forget about 401ks, they're just trying to buy food and pay the rent.
That's so important. And it really does draw this comparison. And it's not just income inequality that is blowing out right now when it comes to the pandemic. It's also asset inequality. So if you were lucky enough to come into the pandemic, you work in a white collar job, you can work from home, you keep your job, you're making money. You're also likely lucky because you have, maybe you own a house, or maybe you have assets like a 401k or an IRA. Those assets have been able to regain value very quickly at the time when you are actually still making money. So you see that the gulf between the people who have had money coming into the crisis, those who didn't, you see that gulf widening even more during the pandemic. And it's unclear to me really which side is going to actually drive the future, because if the economy sputters in the next few months, we have a resurgence of disease, then we are likely to see stocks react negatively. And if things sort of poke along, you will likely see that, you know, we'll get a little bit better, but it's going to take longer. And maybe the stock investor is right that we will get through this and come to the other side. Right now, that's a push-pull, and no one knows which side's going to win.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News. Jill, thank you.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.